1310@gmail.com. Hey, fellas. This is a follow-up to my submission last week about the wife mowing. Well, a couple weeks ago, because you guys did it a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we remember.
I tried to repeat it. Well, she's a V1 and heard the segment. So just out of spite, she was once again insistent on mowing again this past weekend. Instead of arguing with her again, I told her fine. But prior to her attempting to mow, I reassembled the spark plug. So when she went to mow, the mower wouldn't start. Am I the jerk? Or should I have just let her? But should I have just let her but her the lawn again? That's what it says. That's why I'm confused.
Grammar and stuff. I think we get the gist.
Yes.
Yes. You should have let her do the lawn again.
That's definitely awesome.
Maybe she learned how you want her to do it, and then she just goes out and
nails it.
Mows a baseball outfield.
This can't be real.
I do have one follow-up. Is did he then blame the mower not working on her? Somehow in a roundabout way. He's like, it mowed last time I used it. I don't know what you've done.
He sabotaged his own mower.
Right.
Oh, you just loosen the spark plug a bit. You put it right there and it's going to start again.
How is that even? I trust myself to not destroy the whole thing.
That's not even a question.
Start smoking if I go over there and mess with any of it.
Am I the jerk? I intentionally disabled my own mower so that my wife couldn't mow because I hate how she mows. And you're asking if you're the jerk? I mean,
pranks are generally a jerk move, as funny as they are.
Seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, but are you a jerk if she doesn't know?
Yeah. She knows now.
No.
This is an anonymous.
She may not be listening.
She's listening.
Or should I just say his name? Boy, I'll hold it up for ransom.
Blow up his whole
No, because this is kind of funny.
Okay, no. Because how many wives are asking to mow the lawn?
Not mine.
This is special. She knows who she is. She mine may be the only one in the Metroplex.
Mine does claim that she can start the mower, but won't prove it for me.
Oh, I forgot we were supposed to. We had talked about this of going home and seeing, like, getting the mower out and telling our wife, hey, mow.
Get it going.
And see if they had any clue of how to begin.
Hey, mow. Yeah, that's not happening in my house.
I know, but it'd be funny. We gotta remember to do that.
No, I tried. I've been trying.
I gotta remember
to do
this.
She refuses to go outside. She's like, I can do it, but I'm not gonna show you. I just want to see the moving parts.
I have to mow tomorrow before we're out of town for a couple of weeks, so I'll try to remember tomorrow when I'm out there, but hey, I'm just curious.
Mow. I want you to say it just like that.
Hey, mow.
And then turn around and walk away.
Walk away.
I honestly don't know if she would know to pull the cord to start the engine.
She would.
I don't know that she would.
I seriously do not think she can start it. Cause there's like one thing that you have to do to get it to go.
Prime the pump.
There's something. I don't want to say, she might be listening right now and she's cheating on the test if I ever do get her out.
Okay, so you say, hey, go prime the pump on the lawnmower. You think she'll figure that out? If you don't think she knows how to pull the cord to start it?
You have to do more than just pull the cord on mine. Yeah, I got a nice mower.
Well, mine, you just pull the cord. Like,
I think it was $169 when I bought it.
I also have the thing when you pull the cord, the emergency release handle that you have to hold down. And there's no way.
I don't think she knows that you need to use that thing.
Right. Like I would be blown away if my wife could start the mower.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
I'm going to try.
Tomorrow. All right, guys. I got one for you. I pull into a car wash. The ones where you wash the car by hand. This specific car wash has three bays. And all three of them are full. I'm the next one to pull in, and I don't know which one to pull into, so I stay in the middle waiting for the first car to pull out so I can take the next available spot. Suddenly, one of the cars starts to pull forward, and before I can pull into the bay, which is to my right, aka not directly in front of me, another car pulls into the car wash and goes right into that bay. I called him out on it, and this guy just about wants to fight me because he said I was in line for the other bay. Am I the jerk for staying in the middle, waiting for the next available bay, or is he the jerk for just cutting in front of me and going into the bay? And that's one of those to where I can understand you trying to get the middle. You're the first car there. Do you have to commit to a bay?
Right.
Or can you commit to the next available spot?
It's like going to an oil change place where you run into this as well that has multiple bays, and you're just like, man, you pick one. it's kind of on you, I feel like. But at the same time, I understand the idea. I was here first. I should get the next open spot.
But I feel like you do. It's almost.
It's the fast food dual,
right.
Dual screen okay. thing where yeah. you pull up. There's one person at each and you're like, all right, which one is going to open up first? And if there's no, you know, it's an off time, whatever, you might pull up behind, kind of straddle the line, and when they move, you go.
But if it's a busy time, you have to make sure that you commit to one.
If there's one person behind you, you have to commit. I think you have to commit.
I always pick the longest line.
We know.
You are.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
You've seen that before. You've seen it before, yes. right?
I've experienced it with you.
I do not. I have a hard time committing to picking a line because that's going to be the longest, slowest line, yeah. the one I pick. So I'm usually the one trying to straddle, wait in the middle to see if I can pick the next available one because I'm first. I feel that's common courtesy. If that guy's saying, no, I felt like you were waiting on that one and I pulled in, I don't.
There is some jerkiness to kind of circumventing what is becoming a line and just
right.
like restarting what should be established in the beginning.
Right.
There is some jerkiness.
No, it is. I have a hard time deciding which one is the jerker. I don't think waiting in the middle to see the next available one, I don't feel like that's on the surface being a jerk.
No, I don't think that's being a
that's
jerk.
That's one of those to say,
but again,
only if there's traffic.
I was here first.
Like only if there's people behind you, if you're straddling, do you get in to jerk them. Otherwise, I think you're just doing what normal people would do, which is just wait for the next open one. But if there's people behind you and you're trying to straddle both,
right.
both lines, that's kind of
because true. If you go to a place, let's say you go to a wholesale club and they have four self-service.
Right.
You don't have the line at each one. You
right.
just have the line waiting.
Right.
So when that opens
open
up,
one,
you,
yeah.
you go to it.
But I think it's easier. It's more understood in a situation like that. Like when you're in your cars, it's almost just a guessing game. And then you're relying on the person that's pulling in to be like, oh, that guy has been waiting. It's obviously he
I'm
should
just
be
gonna
next.
Get behind him. Right. right.
I mean, I could see you're asking somebody to consciously realize that. Roll down their window and be like, hey, man, did you want to take that one?
But what if you, if you're driving up and you feel like that guy is waiting on the first one? His car is right there in front of the first one. And then two opens up when you pull in. Don't you kind of
I would wait
just
for
pull
that
in
guy to like make his move first?
I'd give it a second. But if he doesn't move, then I'd be like, well, I guess. OK, I'll go.
If it's the first one that opens, if he's up there waiting for the first one that opens, he should be the one that makes the first move.
Right.
To the open one. If he's just kind of like just hanging out up there, then I mean, I'm probably regardless, even if there's if there's space ahead of a person who's ahead of me in line and they just don't move, we're going to get a beep. And if you still don't move, I'm going to go around.
Because I am a straddler.
It's okay.
I will try and see, okay, I'm in the middle. Let's see which one is open, and then I'll go to it.
You have bad luck. We
because
get
if I have to commit, then it's going to be the wrong one, and then that opens up, and I am pissed.
Really? Like, usually
it happens
for me,
85% of the
I'm
time
not done.
With me.
I'm mad.
It happens a lot at the oil change place, and if it happens to me, I'm like, I just guessed wrong. I mean, what can you do? Like,
yeah, you're here
that
for
sucks.
An extra 2 minutes.
Like, you pull up, and you're like, really? That car is, oh, man, they just, oh, no. Oh,
wow. The gas line, I picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
There's something about the car that establishes that we're going to have lanes and you're going to choose your
yeah.
lane and that's where you
maybe
should
maybe so.
It is kind of like that.
Because like at the gas station, if you're like walking inside to get a snack, it's one line and they might have two cash registers open. But it's one line of people and they just split off because we're on foot and there's more of a
I think you're
established.
Right. I think the car makes the difference.
Yes, yeah. definitely.
Hmm. A good observation.
You're still going to straddle, though.
Yes. I'm still going to see if I feel like I'm the first available because I always pick the wrong line. It's just me, though. I get it. All right. That's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. We do it every Thursday at 9:50.